evolved by the figure of Chamek Tzof and Chamek Kuloi. So first, to be very clear, that we're talking over here dafka by Kli Matecha. The entire story of Chamek Tzof and Chamek Kuloi is dafka by metal Kli. As the words in the Chabad Sartuof, Kli Matecha, and it goes on weiter. Discussing dafka by metal Kelim. All the Kelim, wood, Evan, Cheres, all these things do not apply to the concept of Chamek Tzof and Chamek Kuloi, again, dafka by a metal Kli. Now, the Makor for this din of Chamek Tzof and Chamek Kuloi is that in the Gemara of Sochem and Ayin Dalad. Over there, discussed during the Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, they would take a Kli Rimoin, and you'd make a spit out of the Kli Rimoin, and put the Korban Pesach on top of the spit and put it onto the fire. So the Gemara asked Kasha, why take Kli Rimoin? Why didn't take a Kli Matechas and go cook the Korban Pesach with the Kli Matechas and put it on top of the fire? The Gemara says, why? Since Cham Tzotze Cham Kuloi, the Torah says that the way you cook something, the Korban Pesach, adapt al Dishu Eish, one of these over Acher. Therefore, you cannot use a metal Kli to be a spit for the Korban Pesach. At Kan, that's the Makor, where the Gemara says that there's no Makor for it. Again, except by the case where you took a metal spit, put the Korban Pesach on top of it, the Maisi can do it, why Torah says, Kli Eish, Vlade Dova Acher. Now that we're not discussing about being the Spash of Lias, we're not discussing about being doing a Gola. The Gemara's case is very simple. If you one side gets cooked off, the other side gets cooked up also, and therefore what's cooking it, the metal's cooking it, and nothing else is cooking it. So it says, Kli Eish, Vlade Dova Acher. Based upon this, comes along the Rishonim, from different lives in the Gemara, but comes along the Rishonim, they declare, how far do you extend this getter of Cham Tzof and Cham Kuloi? They discuss it, they have two separate questions. One question, first of all, isn't the Spasha B'Kuloi, just like we say, it heats up the other side. Here also the Bliyas that are one side will be dispatched into the second side. That's one question. A second question is, if it's dispatched for Kuloi, who didn't, with Agola, will it take out you? Do Agola one side, or take out the second side? So again, we're more discussing one concept. It just heats up the other side, and therefore it's Bliyas Boyle Dovahu. The Rishonim are crying two separate questions, in dispatched for Kuloi. Even if it's dispatched for Kuloi, maybe Agola will take it out, maybe it won't take it out. So first, the way how it's brought down with the Torah, you bring down the machlokes between the Rashba and the Torah, about, do you say once in the Spash B'Kuloi, do you take it out? Now first, where's the Makor that is in the Spash B'Kuloi, that it goes in fully, come on the Rashba and says, come on, Pesachim, that's Laman on the days. The Gemara over there discusses, when you have a sakin for Pesach, how in the world do you kashu it? The Gemara says, the end helps the Adi Va'adi Pereitchin, you have to kashu side the blade and side the handle in hot water. Why says Rashba the Maestro, why kashu both sides? Because what happens in the blade, which is metal, it goes inside the handle, which is the Hura wood. In the blade is going inside the wood, there's no way to kashu it. How are you going to kashu it? So you do a gola to both sides. So you see, it says the Rashba, that not only the blade that you cut the food with, even the part of the blade that's not cutting the food, it's inside, underneath the wood, and also the belayer, the ister inside. And as soon as the belayer is inside and inside, therefore you have to go kashu the entire thing. Therefore we do Aidi by Aidi, you have to kashu side the handle inside the blade. That's the Makar where it's a special in the whole entire thing. Based upon this, comes along the Rashba and discusses, can you take out from it? Can you take out from it? What is the Svar to Mechalek? The Svar is quite simple. If you cook one side, the Bli is going inside one side, and what happens, it's pushing Bli in, so the one on bottom is being pushed off. So the side that goes in, says the Rashba, it goes in very good. But what's Agola doing? Agola is not pulling out from the back. Agola is catching what's over here. With kashu over here, because bringing me a rail, kashu in the back, you have no rail going on in the back, it doesn't pull out. This one will go in, why? Because it pushes over here. So each belia will be pushed further back. Fine, so in the spash, the kuloi, that's going to be sochalam on base. But how about Agola? Who said it will take it out? True, we have Yisrael Kablai Kach Paltoi. However, as Rishonim points out, but maybe in the oven, Kablai Kach Paltoi is not mamish the same exact way I went and went out. For example, let's say cooked food for 10 hours. It's there in a pot. You have to do Agola for 10 hours? Avada not says the Rishonim. Kablai Kach Paltoi is only coming to tell you the way of how to do the Maisa of Agola, how to kashu it, the process of doing it. But not exactly everything that went in has to go out. It took 10 hours for the Issa to go in, don't take 10 hours for it to go out. Or for example, use a pot 100 times to cook Issa. You have to now do Agola 100 times to take out the Issa. No, the Yisoid of Kablai Kach Paltoi is not the Yisoid of coming to tell you however went in, it has to go out. It's just telling you the process. The process is to eish, take out the eish. Hagola, take it, if it's water, take out the hagola. That's the process. So therefore, come look at Machlokes, the Rashi versus the Torah, what's going to go on over here? Shua goes in fully, walks into the back of the knife, and what happens? That when he cook inside Isser, it's going inside the front, as pushing up the bleed inside the knife. However, take it out, that's Machlokes, Rashi versus the Torah. The Rashi won't say, but Maisha won't take it out. The Maisha, what happens? What kashes over here, kashes. What's in the back? How in the world do we kashu it? How do you kashu it? I tell the Shani, I said, no. It's the same way, just like it pushes up, it also will draw it out, and therefore that goal will help. So Machlok is Rashba versus the Ra'ah. That's again, so we're assuming right now, the Rashba and the Ra'ah both assume it goes in fully. The whole Machlok is, does it come out? The Rashba says it doesn't come out, the Rashba immediately, and that's before the Machabas are still saying, the Lashon Yesh'ayimim that we pass in L'chumro, the Maisa, you cannot take it out. And now how the Taz ends off, the Maisa didn't derive off, and you have to be Machmer, and you cannot do a Golo. Instead of the Raisa, you have to be Machmer. Atal Hasheni, the Ra'ah, and the Ram and the Tua, they come out Lukulo. And they kind of, just like Kabbalah Kachpolte, went in to half it, who didn't go out to half, and a Golo will help. And that Lamaisa is how they're marching with the Paskin. He says that way, the Chodesh Paskin that way, that he can be Mekul. So again, we have Machlik showing that Avada goes in falling. The Shav, does a Golo take it out? Not as Machlik is Rajbu with Ra'ah. Machlok is a pasuk to mechav of loshim. I mean, and the Ramah, the Shtar says to be machma, and the Pichodesh says to be mekel. Now, in this machlok of the Rashba versus the Ra'ah, the different gedolim. Let's take first the Rashba. The Rashba, the Maaseh says, what that it's going to be, will go in, but who says it takes it out? It goes in fully, 100%. But Golo takes out what's there, and nothing pulling from the back. Again, to go in, it keeps being pushing up, but taking out doesn't go. Says the Rashba, the Maaseh, you have a case in the Shuma, the Maaseh, that only you can't do Miktosoi. He says, you saw it Betei Obola. When Betei Obola will be enough of being Maklish, the head to in the back, and therefore by case Betei Obola, even though I'm going to be Makler, and we do not say Cham Miktosoi, Cham Kuli Far Golo, but Betei Obola I'll be Mekel. I have a Pesach, says me Makler, a Pesach can't be a Betei Obola. So the Rashba, no, Pesach, he's through Obola. We mentioned it last time, with my colleagues were showing him. What is Pesach? Possible called is a terabola. Shum was a terabola. What Kachem is a terabola? What is Pesach? We'll get to Barisas next this coming up week. What is Pesach? Is Pesach a terabola? Is terabola? Much like you're showing him. If you look at it right now, when it went during the year, it's a terabola. Or the Maisa, the gate of Pesach is this. Come on, the Rashba says the Maisa by Shum is a terabola, therefore go to help. I think more that Laman Bey said you have to do a goal in the whole entire thing. Why is that he calls it terabola? That's Rashba Shita. Now the local where Machmer we call Chomet Yisurabala. However, we've seen in Sifdala by Machbas, other cases, but Sirup will be Mitzarva together, will make six seconds to be Mekel. That's Rashba Shita. So again, it comes out, the Rashba says, you have to be Machmer except by Terabala. That means to us, if you can be Machmer, by the Boss of Bechol, you can't be Mekel. The Shach himself brings down, says, I, the Machab, and say, that's Poshit. Avada, the case of it is going by Kliyasur. By Kli Heter, the Maisa, even agrees, he can't do a Golo. Of course, even the Machmim, even the Rashba's Machmer, said by Boss of the Chol, they can't be Mekel. I mean, even again, it won't be Machmer, the Taz has to be Machmer, but by terrible Boss of the Chol, they can't be Mekel. The Mekilim, the Ramah, Maitre, comes out to be Mekel. I, the Maitre, the case of Shuma, coming there, oh, and there was Mechal between it was a Wenin through Agolo, or the Wenin through Eish. He wants the time of Wenin through Agolo, and therefore when he cashing through Agolo, therefore it's Kabbalah Kach Polkoi, and therefore he starts crying, he's Akasho. What is the pula of Agola, or what's the pula of Liban? We discussed last time Bekitzer, but now we see the Shach and Taz Barichas. They discuss what's Agola. What is Agola? What is Liban? What's the two things? Declare by both of them. First, what's Agola? Is Agola the Yisoy that's coming to be pilot the bleeds on the inside, or is Agola coming to burn out the bleeds that are inside? So the Etzem, there is a Issa, there is the Adol is the Meiri wants a Taino that Agola is coming to be Yisoy the bleeds inside. However, they were over here in the Taz and Shach, the bigger the place can go. What's Agola? Agola comes to pilot what's inside. Comes to pilot what's inside. It spits it out. It goes inside the water. It goes inside the water. You need Shishim. It has to be in a Benayoyimai. But Maisa, what happens? What does it do? The pu'ulas of Agola, it takes out the bleas. Goes out. You have Shishim, it's the Seder. Or Zayn Benayoyim, it's the Seder. But it's piloted. Therefore, it says, you are Bishloim, when he comes to do a Maisa of Agola, it comes to pilot it. Gavaldik, Kablai, Kap, Faltai. Went in only halfway, and it mixed it come to come kulay. Would the puzzle also be halfway? Mash Enking says you are. They're doing a ma'aser liban. And the shadow is what is ma'aser liban? Is liban also being sirated, or is liban doing a ma'aser of pilot? Kamal Yehuda says liban is no faket. It's burning it out. Burning it's burning what's over here, it's not burning over there. If by libah you will not say to be to kashrut, you don't do halfway. That means ra'ah who is mekel and amal that's mekel. He's only mekel by when? By case of akola, because the kabbalah kafalta, leave in the sarifit. So again, it comes out akola, the Pashtim say, is a ma'isa of being a pilot. Ma'isa of leave says ra'ah is coming to sarifit. Now the ma'isa of the ism ishtabruah, we'll get to the Arachaim, by Yachos Pesach, he writes twice that leave is being piloted. And Moshe won't say that the mishtabruah is not dock. But ma'isa is a bayah. Well, Moshe again won't say the mishtabruah says pilot doesn't mean that. Love dafko. But the ma'aseh two shalos. One is first of the Ran that's brought down by the Beis Yosef. The Ran writes clearly that not like the Ra. The tzai for Liban, the tzai for Agolo, you can cash it halfway. He's right from Pesach. It says you could do what Eish to one side. What Ashi wanted to do Liban to one side, it'll be good enough. Come along the Ran. That's my raya. They can be cash it halfway. Cash it halfway by case of Liban. That's the Ran called. The going points out. So they point out. If the Ra'ah argues, the Ran argues the Ra'ah, and the Ran holds that Levin he can do halfway, even by Levin. He's Mekel, even more than Ra'ah, even halfway. Oh, so we'll have to get to what happens. What is Levin? We'll get to Levin. But Oid, the Rashba, in the Shmer, in the Sarah Tobias, he writes back on the Bedek Abayas and says, what are you talking about? The Maisa, he argues him, and says, by Betera Bola, you can cash your Tzayf to Agolo. Says even leave one. Might why even leave one? Can't do it. Only it burns that area. The Rashi will argue the Ra, and the Ran argues the Ra, and they seem to say leave one helps even halfway. The Rashi will by Tera Bala, and the Ran even by Tera Bala. So the way what? Oh, so the Shalos, what are they arguing with the Ra? Do they agree to the Ra that it might is being surfeit? We'll understand two ways. The way Dayan Weiss and Shuvah says, and says, Lalocha, we'll see in our Chaim, in the Pesach, the Mogavram is Semach from the Ra of Mochim Tzarech, says, what's the Pshad of the Mogavram? He holds Echlam, what's Liban do with Pilate? Liban is not what you just read, the Tazan Shach, that says Liban is Tzarefit. We want Taina that Liban was do, Liban is Pilatin. It's Pilate. And therefore, the Ram says, Kablaika faulty. It went in halfway, goes in halfway, take out everything. A Liban is not the Mahal that Tzarefit, it's Pilatin. Maisha, look in the Rajma inside. He himself, he writes, he has two options. He's not sure what Liban does. He says, where the Liban serve it, and therefore, so what? If it went into Weish, I'll take out the Weish. Where the Liban is piloted, also Kabbalah Kafaltai. He's mesupik what exactly Liban does, but says, either way, he wants to argue in the Ra'ah. They don't want to say that Liban can only do halfway. The Rashba says, doesn't make it. He says, either way, if it went into Weish, take it out the Weish. Kabbalah Kafaltai. As the pilot, I serve it also. I'll burn it over here, and I'll affect over there. Just like when it went into Weish, I touch it over here, I'll affect over there. Who would leave him if I touch it over here, I'll affect it over there? The Rashi himself is misopic. Maisa comes out, what is the Pula of Agola, the Ikka the Pilot can say, Pula of Agola is the Maisa of being pilot. Come is Machalik Yishayinim. What is the Pula of Libon? Maisa, it could be the Machalik, it's the Rand versus the Ra'ah. And Weiss again won't say it's Machalik. The Rashi himself says he's misopic. And Maisa are clear, it's the Rashi, the Maisa says clearly by Libon is pilot. Fine. So again, it comes out, by a case of we want to cash it something, if it went in to half, can it cash it through half? Machlokes Rashba versus Ra'ah. Rashba says to be machma less be teyabolo. The Ra'ah says yes, you can be mekel unless it's a case of Liban. And the Ran says even by case of Liban you can be mekel. Now the Ra'ah is sosim. It sounds like he's going like the Ran. The Ra'ah sounds the Ra'ah sounds like he can cash it even by case of Liban halfway. You can say lav dafka. He says the word kavlei kach faltoi. But the pashas of the Ramah is the pashas like the Ran, not like the Ra, and you can cash you halfway, Sayat Golan, Sayat Libun, almost like the Ran. Fine, that's one sugya. Again, we start off with the Hakira. We have two questions to start off. We know Gemara Tadacham, Tadacham Kuloi, that means it heats it up. Is it going fully? That's one question. And then once it goes in fully, can the kasher take it out? So again, we just discussed now, can you take it out? Now for the second half, does it go in? Does it go in? Where's something right now goes in? Betzim is a kasha. When we learn Bas B'cholov, Simon Sadek Dalvin Sefalov, over there it says that when you have a pot, you're cooking up whatever you want, your head inside, you take your knife of itzer, put your knife of itzer inside your pot of hetzer. How much do you judge of the knife that you say was pulled from the knife that went inside your pot? Again, you have a pot of cooking spaghetti. You take your knife of Isser from a guy, you put it inside your pot, or you put your spoon inside, or your fork inside of Isser. How much do you judge of that fork? So you learn in Siman Tagdal, there are three sheets over there. Either what went inside the food, what went inside the pot, or the whole entire thing, Cham Utsofer, Cham Kuloi. Those are three sheets. Lalach, we're passing clearly. The Mechaba, Sam Yish Oimim, or the Mov, they said clearly, the Lalach is, that whatever went inside the pot, was part of the pot, anything that was sticking out, for example, you have a handle or a ladle, whatever is outside the pot, is you did not count for Shishim, you did not have Mevatel, whatever is inside the pot, you do have Mevatel. Why? We did not say the Yisoid, that was piled from the whole entire handle inside the pot, the whole entire thing, by this Klima Teches, only was ever inside the pot. Zakashachal, they in the place, and of course, it's serious halacha. Over here, the Mechaba says, Losh Yish Oimim. And the Mo is saying, what? It goes in fully, goes in totally. What happens? And therefore, you want to kashu it. The Mechaba says, you can't kashu it. The Mo says, you can't kashu. Halacha is inside out. The side of the Mechaba, the side of the Mo says, what? You put in your fork, whatever went inside the pot. You count whatever after the pot, the metal is a seder. You don't count it. Why the whole entire thing is also? We're saying whatever goes inside the pot, the only thing halfway is going in. Director Shachal, the chur to zero. Again, by us, the same mechaber, the same one saying goes in fully. Goes in. Tell if you can cash or not. Over there, saying what? How much you count for shishim, whatever went inside the pot, inside the food. And that's the whole entire thing. Chur to zero. Wash is zero. Therefore, once she did come on the Shachal, the internet, we pass from the cooler. The cooler. Losh Mechaber over here is Losh Nish Oimim. The words of the going over here is that the Mechaber is Ravchel Nosa. But Etzemi Paskin, that does not even go in. It's Ravchel Nosa. Those who want to say this is how you do it. But Etzemi Paskin, the Mice does not go in. You have your Issus touching one side of your knife. We do not say Cham Mechaber, Cham Kula, that it goes in. It doesn't go in. Where they come from, it quotes from Rami Mintz, and then he has a list of Rishonim that way, 10 different Rishonim, and the Paiskim, and then Rami Mintz is a Godel, the Yamshu Shloima, and therefore the Shach, and as they said, the Mice does not go in. It doesn't go in. That's why Maitre Paskin, like him, goes the Goyin over here, and the Minchas Yaakov, and the Chodesh, or Chashulchan, the Maitre, they Paskin, the Mechaber Amor, or the Maitre, the Zod say, goes in, and the Shalz King Kashir. So the Shach, we Paskin, doesn't even go in. We have four Shalachas, and the Shalz doesn't go in. Atzad HaShem, come on, the Mechaber Avram, which we'll learn about Bez HaShem in a couple of weeks. And the Mishabruah Paskin, and the Chachma Zod says, no, it's different whether it goes in or goes out. Just like, for example, by Hagolah, we're saying what? It goes in fully, says the Mechaber Amor. The Yef Hagolah doesn't come out. They also, what happens? It'll go in fully. That's the Mechaber Amor over here. Over there, we're talking about how much goes out of the Isser into the food. What thing? Poilet, we Mechaber team, Poilet and Balea. Balea, Balea, the whole entire thing, why it gets in the back of being pushing it all the way up. The food touches the Isser, goes all the way up. Masha Enkin, what? The case of Tagdal is what? You're putting in a kilu of Isser. And when it goes into it, nothing making the back go into the food. Why should the back of the spoon go inside the food? It'll be belay inside, but not be put inside the food. There was no serious halacha. There was the Maravon, once the pot gets vada, it goes in fully. The cash should be pulled, that the Maisa we don't say. So, the Maisa comes out, does it go in, the Machlokes, that's among the Rishonim around Minch with others, Machlokes over here, Shach and Taz, Halacha Maisa, Machlokes, the Shavuot was Aruch HaShulchan. Yes, yes. There are one Machlokes. A second Machlokes, once it goes in, can you cash it? That's Machlokes Mechaber Amor. I could tell me, call me a sack, you can make a spec shaker, you can tell me who says it goes in, Machlokes Shach was Mog Avram. And once it goes in, maybe you can cash it, once it can cash it, maybe, not sure. But my thing we have over here, two separate shells again, the Cham Utsofer, Cham Kulay. The Shach, on the day, says it does not even go in at all. It goes in, whatever touches food, does not go in fully. That's the Shach on the day. Mog Avram says it goes in all the way. However, can you kashu it? The Ramah says he can't kashu. The Mechaber Losh Yish Oimim says he can't kashu. Now, before bringing down practical halacha, making the three cases, there's some more gedorim to see the shach. Again, the shach might say he's mekel. He's mekel. He said does not go in. He gives a limitation. He says the only time I'll be mekel is dafka when it's too chimum too bishul. But let's say ala ish, he brings down the Tzoret or Aruch and says ala ish, even degrees it goes in. For example, when you have a pot and you have water inside and putting the spoon inside, then it won't go in, it won't go out. But maestro, you take a spit and you put it inside meat, if on the fire, then you'll say cham utsofer, cham kulay, mikol hadeis. Al the ish, yeah, aideya, bishul, chimum, maestro, no. That's one limitation, he says. A second limitation, the Peshkeshuva being down the Siman Tzadik Dalet, and over here also being down the Kitz over there, more barichos, being down the Pana Meiris. Panamira says, well, Maisa, that's also dafka when the other side is still cold. Let's say you took a spoon that's hot, totally hot, and you put it inside your food, that's Isser, it'll go in fully even with the shach. Just like the shach holds, goes in fully with Ali Day Eish, if the whole day spoon is hot, or you leave it inside your hot, and the whole entire spoon gets hot, then it'll go inside the whole entire thing fully. What? Amphitheater to Mechaber? No, well, amphitheater to Mechaber. No, so they're going on to the Rapsalm also. It says Lashon Yeshayim. It really depends. Why? No, it says Sotomor. It says nothing over here. It says nothing over here. It says, yeah, across the board. If you want to really be technical, the God of Bnei Tzvad, the Tzvam Yeshayim, or it's Choshish L'Chomro, according to the Kavach Chaim. He also says Choshish L'Chomro. Fine. Now again, we have the Klolim. Again, we have one Machloikis, does it go in, doesn't go in. Second Machloikis, can the Kashu it. And even though they say it doesn't go in the Shachmah, Ra means the Maaseh, if it's Adei Or, it goes in. And then also, if it's Chimum, the Maaseh goes in. Those are what comes out from what came out in Sivav. Take three cases. I take a case of an oven, a case of a double sink, and the case of Dira Day is being down from your glasses. It's an interesting case. Fine. One case, you have an oven. People have double ovens, a top and a bottom. Top is 26, bottom is 26 milliliters. Is that fine or not fine? One problem with the place in discussed me tab Zeya. It has to have different vents in the back, and you open up the bottom, the Zeya will go off, so you have to have a piece of metal sticking out, fine. Those are two side things, Zeya in common coinly. The problem is that love double oven, it's one big piece of metal. If one big piece of metal, the maisa, can you have plastic to milchik? Kham exosa, kham kuloi, it's metechet, it's metal, and therefore can you have a double oven? For those are tiny, no problem. However, they say do not use both at the same time. What's for not to use both at the same time? Because if both get hot at the same time, and you have a shach, even if the shach who is meiko, the maisa will be machman, both are hot at the same time, or be in the spash, you're cooking lasagna and bottom, you're cooking plastic on top, they both get hot at the same time. Will be the heat will go and go the iser or the heti will go into the whole tie thing. I'm after it. Even the shach that's mako does not go into the whole tie thing. That's not good when one side is cold. If you cook both at the same time, there were those. So if even if you can be mako like the shach, they say the mice don't cook two things at the same time. But those tainot to be machmir like the mokad avram. Therefore, there are different ovens with hashkachas. Both have hashkachas. Some ovens have hashkachas of two different metals. We're not getting involved with screws right now. If the screws make it to one, then we'll get Negein or Chaim, Tafsun Aleph. Screws might make it to one, maybe not. But let's say it's mamish one metal. And those are tiny one metal, you have to mark up the Mogar of Rome. And therefore, the Sunash Kochel, that makes it two separate metals. And others say, no, the Maisa, we hold like the Shach, Moran Mint, or so forth. They pass in that you can have a double oven with one metal. I, the Maisa, go one to the other, won't go, won't dispatch it. They tell you, don't use both at the same time. Use it two separate times.
So
you have to find out the Messias, yeah. No, yeah. What? That even according to the Shach, if it's one metal, the Shach is saying, according to the way it's going down upon the mirror. What? Who? He said only the way the Ponomy Iris understands it, the Pinfajuming down, it's after when the other side doesn't get hot. When the other side gets hot, either Marim Mint says it's Pasha Bekuloi. Well, especially if you read the Pesach Shuvah very clearly, he writes it, look at Ponomy Iris, he writes it, go into the whole entire thing. Even the Shach with Megal, you cannot use it both at the same time. No, then usually, if you only use one, the other one won't get hot. It's the Pesach, it won't get hot. No, you cook one, usually won't get hot. If it gets hot, you'll have a problem. I don't know. Hot, yeah, but it's fine. I mean, you'll have a problem. You'll have a problem. Still, I'll hide. Still, I'll hide. Gosh, I don't know. We're right. For all the others, I'll age. Push, never, even if you do it at the same time, which even don't do the same time, it should be a problem. What?
It's in a pan.
No, he's saying. Right. Yeah, you take a pan of the
pan.
Yeah, before it'd be like a pot. You know, take it back, right? Before in a pot, it really depends on how you cook it. If it's in a pot, before the food has to be LH. If you do, hey, tell me if you can do this, please.
You don't put it on the egg. What do you put direct on the fire?
The meat's on the fire.
The meat goes direct on the fire.
No. Yeah. Take it back. Before the food, yeah, food has to be on the fire. Put it on the fire. Fine. Again, that's one case of bringing down a loch against my colleague. Who are those who make a go like a shach? The chen, the reason comes from when my go like a shach, when we're minting, he has a whole list like him, those who are a mako. you want to ask him that, like the Maram Mitzvah Shach, I tell it to him, the Mogar Rom, Meshubuah Chach Mazadim Patsim like the Mogar Rom, the Patsim, no, forget, they're going to fully, and therefore you'll pull your Lata Vashkocho, a one male won't be good enough. A similar case, I discussed it, a double sink. A double sink, a lot of people have a double sink. Now, if it's two different metals, no problem. The Maestro, a lot of times it's one metal, side by side, they put a thing in between, make sure it doesn't split. So the Maestro is one metal. Maestro, what do you do with the double sink? So the article, first of all, starts over this far that says that one sink does not get Yad Tzla this way. Therefore, the Yisrael, the Cham Tzla, the Cham Kuli, that's going to get that. Now, where did he get it from? Yishlaim, there's Makarius for it. But he wants to tell you that it has to be Cham Tzla. If one side doesn't get hot, it's not Cham Tzla, Cham Kuli. First of all, Messias, if you let your water run and you think, Maestro, you wash dishes, it does get hot, Yad Tzla this way. So then the article writes in the bottom, but Maestro, we pass on the Shach, no problem, Shach, wherever it means. And therefore, no Bayah, you double sink, it's not a problem. First, you want to have now you should get out of their age. And even could be there, so. The mice can put pots inside of it sometimes. It depends what you're doing. If people think they have a double sink, no problem. I can put my pots. If you go like a moisture and you be machmen and put a tray on bottom, fine. It's like even one thing can be makel, even two things can be makel. Mice, what do people do with double sinks? They use a mill with fly sticks. And what do? They put pots inside and they put a hat inside. And they wash things as mamish. It uses it as if it's their oven. The mamish uses it for the. Boss will hold it straight down. If you're careful, fine, you're careful, you're not careful. The mamash will possibly hold it straight down. The mice, the article says the mice is not a problem, the Be'er Moshe has a tube about it. The one time they can't travel that far, which is Lodin, the Taz sounds like you're even Rachot, only the Evdi can be Mekel. They want to factor upon the Be'er Moshe. The Sefer Kashas also wants to be Mekel, Esau Berkowitz, he also is Mekel, he wants to find out. The whole that Kumach Hamasazacham Kulis Dafka Ala Ish, when it's fire around, now the Iroi, which is Lodin, where it's coming from, not sure exactly. The Meister of Halpern, he has a safer Kashrus Matzach Hamurderni, and he writes that he has 15 pages on this tip over here. On Tifav, goes to all the different sheetahs, it's fascinating, if you have time, it's glad to see it. And the Meister comes out, the Meister should be Mach, and I have a double think. He goes to all the different sheetahs. He says, Eich Mami, Behefted, 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 you have a Shach, what to be signed upon. But Meister, Mogav Rom, and in this place, can the Meister double think, Yada Baya, and you have to, if it gets hot, Yad Tosboy, the Meister even does get Yad Tosboy, you've been done. Folk can say, even if some of them even get told, might have to delay it one to another. Once again, an oven is machloikis by double sink, is machloikis, really depends how you pass like this shaft, like the Mogar Avram. The third shell, just because they discussed it, the Hadir Day discussed it, it seems to be a Maishari, he went over to Aviyobaz and asked him, that guy took his glasses, one side he mixed his coffee with, the other side he mixed his chicken soup with Maishari with, and he wanted to know if his glasses are trace. So fine. So my glass is not a problem because the mice doesn't go all the way through the metal. It's not common to the common kuloi. And however, the only question is only if it goes all the way through, and then again, all the shell about screws. Well, our screws, it's again, we'll have to get back to another chaim. So my says, those, the chork on the shachavad is not a problem, our min shachavad is not a problem. The mice, the guy ever does the chork, it's always a min yoimoi, so everybody can serve a chaim shach. But for some health reasons, I wouldn't not do it because the mice are there from the back of your ears. Some advisable not to do it. Fine. Those are three different practical applications. Exactly what do a lochla maisa. I know that people have both have different type of ovens, different type of sinks, and those are makel, those are machmor. Everyone has to ask your rov. And it's not clear, not simple, and the yesh lodim. It's always kind of something to be yoyim, but there's always other tubing to be makel, and that's ask your rov what to do. Fine, that's adkan tivov. Tiv zayin, the two different halakim to tiv zayin. The tiv zayin of using a knife, a kli iser, for cold, and the tiv zayin of using a knife. The two things that we're talking about over here, we'll start off first with kashering Kli Yisr, using it for cold. You want to take your knife, that was a Goyisha knife, you used to cut Chazer, and your mamash used it for Yisr, mamash is a Kli Yisr, and you want to use it now to cut your bread with. You want to use it for Heter. So the problem is the Shamnut at the top of it. That's what we discuss right now, the Shamnut at the top of the knife, how in the world do you kasher it? Now, what comes out first in the Zayin will come out Lalocha, that's simple. At first, how many times do you have to do Ne'itza? The Gemara says Ne'itza. Or to do Shafa, or to follow it down, or to do Ne'itza. So either follow it down, if you can follow it down, call it Kavod. Or to do Ne'itza. Now, first, how do you do Ne'itza? The Gemara says 10 times, place things down. 3 times is nice, all the place can go, like the Ram on the Rip. We do 10 times. It's clear, you have to do Ne'itza 10 times. You have to put inside the Karka. The words of the Rishonim is Karka Kosha. The word is Loy Kosha, you have to be die. It can be too hard, not too soft. You have to put it inside, in between, not too hard, not too soft, but it has to be hard ground. Now, when it says you have to put it in 10 times, there's the way how the article brings it down, is a popular misconception. that some of you put inside their flower pot and they leave it there for a couple of days, and that's the seder. This misconception is brought down by the Tuor Shah already. He says the same thing. Avada, leaving it there does not do anything. The Gama, I've seen it. I see people leaving the flower pot. And I asked about it. So one person told me, he asked the Rav. The Rav says to teach people that at the end of an Itza, the Avada does nothing. But the Maestro says, Araya, you asked. Fine. And that's the Rav said, to teach you the concept of Avada, leaving there is nothing. So, fine. If you have this on Hoga, the Seder, I asked my father. He said, that's what Rav told him. The Maestro, what he leaves it there for. Fine, why? And said, Araya, I asked my father this morning, and he told me that he 20 years later. He asked me why he did it for. You remembered it. You see, the Maestro, we did it that way. No, they can go. He took a knife, they had the kasher, he did it 10 times, and he left him for a couple of days, my father. So he asked the rabbi, says, yeah, that's on Hoka, we do. Why not? Avada does nothing. Like, you are sure it does nothing. But teach you that. You tell your kids, oh, what are you doing here? The country of meat, so. My father did 10 times. I saw him do it 10 times, and then leave it in. I asked him. Fine. So, Maestro, leaving in Avada is nothing. Avada, you have to do 10 times. That's the posture. Now, again, we'll have a character. Now, can you do in a flower pot or not? Oscar being down from the Dalman says you can't do in a flower pot. Maestro says it's not kosher, but kosher goes to me nice. Fine, the Maestro, what does an Itza help for? Again, it's chlorine Itza help for something that's cold. Does it help for something that's harif? The Rajba brings down for the case of Gemara, the case of Esrik. The Maestro does help for harif. The case of Shromalka, the Maestro that she did it. Agav, they bring down from the case of Shromalka. They receive the kasher with a goy can kasher. Even though Tfilo or Machbid that a Yitzchko do it, the mitzvah that Yitzchko do Tfilo's Kalim. However, to kasher, the only time to take out Tfilo, says the Meiri. Therefore, even to kasher, the goy can't do it. You'd have to watch it, make sure it happens. But Mitzad, the Pula who does it, receive from Shromalka, even the goy can kasher. The Maestro, what does it work for? It works for its first cold. Secondly, come on, the Rajba helps with something that's harif. There are those who pass away the Chokhmazotim helps for harif. There is a big problem with why it's helpful for harif. We know in Simon Tanakvog, with Limbos and Bacholov, that a sakin, when it cuts something like harif, it not only takes off the shamnunis on top, it takes off bleeds to the inside. How much bleeds come along the pastures of the shach and the plekin? The whole entire sakin. The whole entire sakin. So the effect of Kiregis, or Chiyin Godel, and numerous plekin based mayor of Chokhmaz Shloimo, how in the world do you take a knife and cut something that's harif? Maestro take out pleas. And the only thing the Itza does is take off the shamnunis. Maestro, you have pleas instead of knife. How in the world do you kasher it? So ends up the Chokhma Shloimo, he says like this: if you cannot answer Kineg's kasher, you have no way to be makel. You have to be machmer double harif. And the Arpaiskim were machmer. Maestro Chokhma Shloimo. Now he wants to answer why we can't be makel by double harif. He wants to taina that the Maestro is mevalbo the pleas inside, and just like we'll see by the case of Shofa. Use a grindstone will somehow affect the bleas inside. It helps even for Dava Cham, who wouldn't over here, somehow the case of Itza will help even with the bleas inside. For the Maestro, for Harif or not, if the Shuvah being down, the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer, the Maestro, the Mechaber Amol, the Maestro, they're Mekel and Dava Harif. So again, so what Itza is, you have to do it 10 times, you have to do it in Karka Kosha, Harif is Machlokes, the Baal Nefesh should be Machmer. Now, speaking down Lalocho, first, the halacha is clearly you cannot use a ni'ita for something, first of all, for hat, and the kliyas of a hat. Second of all, you cannot use a ni'ita for a knife that has gumois. Now, what's gumois? Gumois sounds like the knife has holes in it or grooves inside of it. Pashas also is for any serrated knife, any knife that goes in like this, any knife or like a key that goes in a little bit, the mice, if they put it into the ground in the grooves, it won't get it out. Therefore, the pashas, this is nichol in the din of gumois, and therefore, the chul, you cannot do an itza on this. An itza lechul on this type of knife won't help, only in a straight knife. A knife that's serrated, lechul has a problem, it goes inside, put in the dirt, the grooves inside, the dirt's not going to get out, the shamu is on top of the grooves. You try, you test it, go inside the ground, people tell me they test it even, it won't get the cheese that's out from inside, or with any shamu that's inside the grooves. Lechul on this type of knife, an itza won't help. How do you cash at this type of knife? One question. Other cases, this goes through different cases. We have a case in Itza that we came across halacha and still not capturing it. So again, over here we're discussing a kli iser they want to use for tainin. Now, practically, it will never happen. You'll never take a kli iser they want to cut your bread with, and even if you try to, your wife won't let you. It might still won't happen. Fine. So let's make other cases with our practical where you have to do in Itza. Another case that's brought down in the Simpe test is you have a flesh sugar knife. And you want to cut cheese with it. Flesh sugar knife, cut cheese. So you might have to clean the knife. Basically, the bleas of Issa is anything, but here's bleas of Adabasu. Come on, the Machaber and the Mother, discussing the Issa help. At the end of the day, They end off the maisa, the mini klaisa, the maisa, you cannot do that. You cannot take your flesh knife and cut cheese. However, the moment they discuss it, can you take your flesh knife and cut bread, eat with a milk and meal? That the maisa would not be machmer, however, mokum atzorich, it can be mekel. That's one case where you can discuss, you can take a flesh knife and cut bread to eat with the milk and meal. Again, machatchila, we don't do that. Again, not too practical. Other cases that's brought down in Simic Talik Dal, a similar case, which happens more often, is you take a flesh knife. Cutting pizza, if it's hot, or it's a cliche, needs. Are more, but they say you need to eat so. We pop can eat it, not good enough, you have to catch it. We all cliche need to be master. However, the moment that says, let's take a pizza that's lukewarm, not yet to this place. My kids do it all the time. Cut pizza, wrong knife, take the wrong one. What's the locha? You have to catch it if you need to eat so. You don't need leave, don't need like, oh, you have to eat so. And then say to the knife, to say to one case. Well, another case, even more, the shachar that brings down from Itzavet to Aruch. You take a flesh knife, cut cold cheese. Kids, cut cold, all the time, cut cheese, flesh knife, or parma knife. How do you cash it? With an itzel. One other case, you take a flesh knife, and you put on, and you take even shamnunis, soft cheese. And what happens, and you don't clean it right away, and your kid comes to you an hour later with cheese on it. The shamnunis dried up on it. Again, how do you cash it? You cash it with an itzel. And why exactly not to other methods Shifshul will get to, but Maisa, what says in Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the place is that you take any flesh knife and you by accident cut cheese or by accident have something that's even soft cheese and you leave it on and dry it on top of it, you cash it through and eat some. Same thing with a pair of a knife. So you take the pair of knife and cut cheese, have you cash it through and eat some. So again, it happens all the time. Chayz Hashem, everyone will find out, you have a bunch of kids. Every third week, you'll take the wrong knife, cut the wrong thing. Usually it's cold because you don't want to touch that. And what's cold? How do you cash it? Cash it through the itzel. Unless you chop it right away, you can wash it off right away. If it's not hard cheese, I mean, you cut regular meat, or it's not to the hard, it's soft meat. The next time you wash it off right away, it's cold. If it's hot, you have to cash it. Oh, so we'll get to. So these are practical applications. Again, the outer design is not too practical. Those things, kli itzer, cutting your food. But what happens is, when I said, you take a kli hetzer, if you keep by accident, cut the opposite min, you have to catch it through ne'itza. The first one question, can we do ne'itza bezmanenu? Can we do it or not? We say, lemaisa, why not? To come along to a show and say, since we're not picking what a hard ground is, what a soft ground is, come along to a show, lemaisa, you should not do ne'itza. Not do it, not to stomach upon ne'itza. Now that was in his days where they lived around dirt. Our days, you can hardly find dirt, you know exactly what dirt is, we don't live in dirt, no shaykhs do it. And what is hard, what is soft, what is not yoshim midai, what's not yoshim midai, I'm not exactly sure. And therefore, it's brought down the same as a charif. Rabbi Yashin says you should not do the itza bezmanenu. Rabbi Berkowitz says you should not do the itza bezmanenu. We're not exactly sure what's going on. Now, that's they say, lemaisa simas ha'asvarim asks for a show, and the place came with bezmanenu do not say that. They have a parak, the article has a couple of pages how to do the itza. If you want, about a shulchan leaves it as is, the chagas and yoma leaves it as is. Passes the swam bezmanenu is not like Rabbi Yashin. However, once David al Kharif brought down the Ashiv, numerous Svarim bring down the David al Kharif, the Maestah bring down to be Machman, not to Itza Bezmanenu. So it comes down, now we have these bunch of knives by us, how in the world do you cash it? Again, if it has grooves, you can't even do an Itza. Right? These knives you can't even cash even through an Itza. Even those don't have grooves, the Maestah, the Ashiv says you're not to Itza anyway. So what happens when your kid takes this knife and cuts a hard cheese with it? How in the world do you cash it? So first, let's discuss another question. Does steel wool help? What's got you right? Well, cleaning it very well, but my name doesn't help or not. But, now, not to get involved with the sugyo, there are two shallows among the Rishonim, among the Paiskim, exactly what is the Itza doing and how is it belay up. One Chakira is, first, when you take a knife and you cut cheese, is the Shamun is only on top, or it could be belay a mashu inside the knife. That's one Machalik Rishonim. The Ran sounds like it's belay a mashu inside the knife, due to the Dukkha the Sakina, the pressure of the knife, it could be belay a mashu inside. Therefore, what is Ne'ita doing? It was also Machlaikis. Machlaikis Shachan does in Simon Yud, Arichas Ayin Shom, Betzim Atayshim Nafchet and Veit, Bayos Mechulim. Now, what is Ne'ita doing? Is Ne'ita only taking off the Shamnunis? Or is Ne'ita also taking out some of the Belias inside the knife? In the words of the Shachan, it scrapes off a clip of the knife. Is it not only taking off the Shamnunis, taking off even the Belias inside the knife? What's Nafkamino? Ne'ita the Chazal say help. Shafa the Chazal say help. The steel wool takes off the shamunas very well. Does it take out the bleas? I don't know. Anyone know? I don't know. Gatch right, does it help or doesn't help? So that those are Maito who want to tie the Ikkip stock, they tie the Ikkip and only Shamunis on top of it. And therefore, first of Yaakov Nevsky, the Maito, he's Mekel, he says, not only is it, he says it's better than Esau. It says, Nichle Gedav Shafa. Shafa even helps the Chamim. He wants to say that the steel is even better, it's like Shafa, like falling it down. The Ashulchan is Mekel, the Shavikalski is Mekel, the Zimmerman, and then the Ashulchan, the Berkut says, no problem. He says, the Maito, he says, do the Chatchila, want to go Kashu it, take steel wool. He says, it really depends. If it's a cheese on top, to do, you should use soap. He says you have to use soap and use lukewarm water. You can use hot. Use hot to be lay inside. And if it's salmon, you want to clean it very well, you can use hot water. If you can't use hot water, you can. If not, use lukewarm water. But you have to take your scotch right or your steel wool, and he told me scotch right Friday, and clean it very well with soap and whatever lukewarm water, Rabbi Berkowitz, and do the chatchila, no problem. Therefore, anyone in Lisbon, as you know, you have a kolomov, he always tells you, what's the problem? You cut the cheese, go ahead, go wash it very well with scotch brite and water, lukewarm water and soap, and the chachila, no problem. Yeah, he told me he tested himself, he said he tried it, even with grooves, he told me, he said he first tried to do it with some cleaning it, he said he took a toothpick and he picked out the cheese inside, so what he do, he took scotch brite and soap and water, and he said it came out very clean, no problem, and there's no chazal, no dinner in the eat, so he says, chazal saying, take off the shamunis, anything, take off the shamunis, the mice that works, he tried it himself, and the mice that works, and therefore tells everyone, no problem, go do that. Yeah, so training the mice, Rasal has a paper by Boston Bukholov, and he quotes over that Moshe says, the mice, he cannot use any other option. He quotes from Avgustin that told him that the Achiezer said to be Machmud, Macheshes said to be Machmud, Sevi Tavach Chavis says, Liashiv says to be Machmud, the Maisi cannot use steel wool or scotch brite. No, we're not only using it. According to that, no, we'll get to we don't even hold it. Ramon's Machmud against that, right? Even Shafo, right? That's what he says, another way. So the Maisa, what to do again? To do an Itza, the those one time of his Menene kid, do an Itza. Avoid these knives anyway you can need to do. One thing. A second thing is, how do you clean it? Can you do use steel wool or scotch brite or not? Maisa, can you do it with Menene or not? The way how the article ends off, they can't give a definite ruling upon this since different contemporary authorities have ruled differently on this subject. I don't know. The Maisa, Harbe, yeah, Harbe, no. If you look among Kaisel, I think it's Chatzi Chatzi goes to the board. I don't know. What? So first, Madani Osho wants to make, he wants to make it instead of Harif, because Harif, yeah, probably is. My daddy also wants to be mekel, says you can't be mekel only. It really depends what the case is. If it's about you cut cheese, there's no bleach inside, they want to tie no. Fine. Why don't? But they'll probably cut cheese, only the bleach on top, they want to tie no. Who says it's lay inside? Who says? Alright, yesh lodin. Yesh. Not sure, Chavda says it does. They have rise mekan lakan. They come claiming the other rise mekan lakan. Yesh lodin. The same as another Chavif has 10 pages on it. So Maisa, how in the world do you cast your knives that you cut your cheese with? Or what my kid did with Maisa yesterday, he took a spoon and he took out a hard ice cream with the spoon. So it's very misophic. What is that? Is that saying it's knife? It says sake, why? Because it does dukkha. My kid took a spoon and with the spoon. If you did dukkha with a spoon, ain't gonna be a problem. He took a plastic spoon yesterday, a milk of ice cream, by Shalashud just took out ice cream. Just yesterday, just to show him exactly. Now I'm wondering if that's nifl in the case of a sakin, but no, because it's cracking it off, it's not cutting it. So I'm not sure what he did, enough pressure cracks it off. It's not really cutting it. So he's wondering what exactly that is. But, so my how in the world did he catch you? So can he catch you through a golo? Another option, these knives. So here's a very close catch through a golo. So he says, well, test it, see if it takes off the shemnunis or not. He says, it's not true. Who's that taking off the shemnunis? He's what she tells us. So my what Save Dabba Karif says, is being on from Liyashu says, you can do it through either Iwer Klevishim. We had double of what he means, and the Sefer Avraham Chavis himself understands that way. That Be'etri says, do two things, clean the knife very well, and do Iwoi. Mitzad the Bli'is, the Shamnunis on top, clean it very well. Mitzad the Bli'is inside, Iwoi takes out the Klippo. The Maisa is a good idea, Iwoi Klevishim. So Maisa, Be'etri says, steel wool doesn't work. Reduce steel wool and Iwoi Klevishim, so you got both. You got side the Shamnunis on top, and you got side the Bli'is inside, and Maisa, that's the Kashrut. No, so can you do it either way you want? You have to leave it. Like, I don't leave it in self-help, but no one can take a blowtorch tonight. So Elamite, you have to clean it. How do you clean it?
Why steal
it? Right, sir.
Use anything.
No, whatever you want. You have
to
clean
it.
No, you have to clean. No, you have to clean it well. How do you clean it well?
Use a regular sponge and do it well.
You have to clean it well.
See if records that didn't steal all.
Not mine.
No, it's not
steal all. You have to. Rabbi Yossi was saying, clean it well beside the shamnuyas on top, and beside the bleeds inside. Come in machal wool, because it's like the eater takes out the bleeds inside. Who didn't eat kliyusha will take out the bleeds somehow inside. So at the end of the day, a person asks you what to do. Among kliyusol, it's chetti chetti. Either you can tie it and go, you steal all or not steal all. That's one machal kliyusol. Yesh v'yesh. I don't know. But if you want to be machal or if you want to be machmer, then exactly what you do, you clean it very well, and you do your exhibition, and we'll be asked that's the seder. Hagala won't help, but you have gumas, correct.
So what do you do?
So the steel will take out from the gumas, take out the mamashis. No, we have to take, it does take it off, except he has to take out the bleas inside. And maybe went into the bleas. No, why I'm saying, no, take the shamnuyas on top, except who says, he's saying the same thing, he does it better, take out the bleeds inside. That's the shach and taz and simenu, may take out the bleeds inside. If you want to take out bleeds, do it to your cleavishan, that's the same also. You're getting both sides. Again, warmi mekel, yeshami lesmai. Warmi machel, where do you clean it and do your cleavishan? There's one more aspect over here, now, Isser, how in the world is kashrut for hot? Again, we're just talking about kashrut it for cold. Or what happened, you took a cold knife and cut cheese, how do you kashrut? That's an itzo. Now the second aspect of the design is how do you kashrut for hot? Now this design, we don't have time right now for, but it's going to be the same thing in Simon Topson Aleph, Sif Gimel. So about again, Sakin, the same exact halacha, same exact tomorrow. So we'll get back to it on Wednesday. What comes out lalacha with it? We're starting right now, we finished Yerodeo, Chelsea Yerodeo. Kamat, everything in the Geir to be makshut, we'll get back to in Tosfos Aleph. The only thing we'll get back to is the case of Nito, that's not the Geir. And also that's the seal in the beginning. But everything we'll get back to again. It's fine. Okay. No, it's not Blaze, it's still a first place. It won't be Blaze.
Why?
Because Blaze, that cost says,
so even if one of the shishim can I get the...
No, maybe it's got it. Oh, on top of it.